Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show, Brock Hunter.
All right. Last break, if you heard. I was freaking out. I thought I was going to die, right?
Yes.
So we get off air. I'm like, Brock, I got to go. I think my car is on fire or something. I don't know. It was a noise that I've never heard before. Definitely coming from my house. Go upstairs. Forgot that I got a treadmill yesterday. She's upstairs running on the treadmill. A moron. That's what it was.
That's so funny, dude. That's hilarious.
So I went to my parents yesterday. We've had a treadmill for like, I don't know, since I was a kid. It's a really nice treadmill, actually. Yep. Nobody uses it. It's just sitting there at my parents taking up room. We've been looking at some online. They're not cheap, man.
No.
The cheaper ones aren't cheap.
No.
And so we lug this moose. This thing is a moose. But it folds up nice. So it kind of goes into the corner, but... Yeah, we moosed that thing into the house yesterday, and I forgot. I forgot about it. So that's what that noise was.
Plaster's coming off the ceiling. This loud
boom, boom, boom.
I'm like, oh, what the hell?
Seriously, it's like the end of the world. I thought.
It's the Chinese that spy balloon found you, Hunter. Watch out now. Watch out.
You're right.
You're dead. That's nice. You know, we've had a treadmill for quite some time. I actually got the floor model. And I got it discounted, like, super cheap because it was the floor model. Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah.
So there's different types. So is yours powered?
Yes. Yes, it's powered.
They're not all powered, though, right?
No, you can get ones that are, like, always on an incline, and then you just use... Or they got that, like, little concave style and those... But those are expensive, man. And, honestly, once you get going on those, it's hard to get off because your legs just start going, man. God. But yeah, no, it's powered and it's nothing fancy. Like mine doesn't have the up down. You can set it down or flat. Like, so you can put it at like a 20 degree incline, or you put little feet up and it's there. Real basic. All you need it for is, you know, just little walk-ins and stuff.
Question.
Like that. But yeah.
Is this thing going to be used for like a week and then it's just going to sit there in the corner of the bedroom?
If it was just you, I'd say yes. But since your wife is actually very into fitness, I think it'll probably get used. I use mine every day. I go for a nice little walk every day on mine. I love it, man. I love it. Yeah.
But you walk on it?
Yeah. What am I running for, Hunter? I'm not running on a treadmill, all right? It's a walk mill.
You have your dog on the leash, too, as you're walking next to
it? Put it right there. No, I get my YouTube on, and I just do a little...
Power walk for an hour?
Yeah, pretty much. Shoulders, hips.
On the treadmill.
Yeah. It's good, though. How do you think I keep this physique in such prime condition?
Hey, how was it? She's right there. Is it good? Is the treadmill good? Thumbs up. That was a sarcastic thumbs up.
You know it's
a treadmill. It was good. It works.
Yeah, right. She's like, it's a treadmill. It works.
Apparently, she didn't get that runner's high everyone's talking about. People are supposed to be happy after they're running. Yeah. Man. Actually, no, that's the proper response for getting done running. I don't get these people like, oh, I loved it. What a great run.
That was great.
No, you should be miserable because you just were running.
Hands on the head.
Yeah, like, why did I do this to myself? You know what? F it. I'm just going to be a fat person on a jazzy scooter, okay?
Yes, I can understand. She just got done working hard on a treadmill, and I'm over here laughing on a microphone.
Yeah,
thing.
In your robe.
Right. Yeah, this is a good.
She's all flush faced and tired and dehydrated. And Hunter's like, hey, do you have a good time over there? F you, Hunter.
What's breakfast?
Yeah, I'm kind of hungry over here. I'm a little parched. Could you bring me some water too? Maybe a coffee.
This guy sucks.
This is the worst. You know what's gonna happen with that treadmill, Hunter? You're gonna be up there just like putting stuff on it at different speeds to see how far you can get it to fling across the room.
No, I'm gonna do that Cheez-It thing where they put a bunch of Cheez-Its on it and I try to eat them all.
Try and eat them all. You're not doing it right.
What is this guy doing?
You're not doing it right.
Yeah. Why are your toy dinosaurs on my treadmill?
I just want to see how far they'd go if I turn it up to 11.
Well, you can just skid their face off. You know, like a belt sander. You are a child.
You are an
effing... It's for running.
You got your little matchbox cars on there, and you're like... Yeah. Honey, it's like it's like it's in a high-speed chase. See, the cop got... All right.
Oh, God. You are 37.
She's packing her bag. She is leaving you for good, finally.
With the treadmill.
With the treadmill, yeah. Yeah, you don't even get it. Oh, man. Not my new toy. Anyway, well, I'm glad you figured it out. And it wasn't anything serious. It was just your just your lovely wife getting a good workout in. All right.
I'm right.
All right, anyway. Hey, we got to keep her moving here. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, getting you stocked up with delicious Bud Light, tall, cool Budweiser's delicious drinks. So after a nice hard workout, you want to treat yourself. Yeah, there you go. Get stocked up with something delicious.
There you go. So, big news. I mean, hey, we got something for sports this morning. Thank we should God. Probably lean on this story hard today because it really is. It's significant. It's important. It's a point in history and a sport that we all love. Basketball. Hoops.
Basketball, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, LeBron James is the new all-time leader in points scored. He eclipsed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's record last night against the Oklahoma City Thunder with a fadeaway bucket in the third quarter. This guy has done it all, ladies and gentlemen. So what's left for him to accomplish? Well, he hopes to keep playing until his son Bronny becomes eligible for the NBA in 2024-2025 season. Wow, really?
Wait, the 2025 season, did you say, or 2027?
So 2024 to 2025, so next year, basically.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not too bad. That's not too bad.
Right. That's wild, though, man. So last night, fadeaway bucket, third quarter. I haven't seen it yet. I haven't looked it up. Not sure what time it happened, but pretty significant, man. Beating out Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
That's a big deal. That's a big deal, man.
Uh-huh.
How many total points does he have now? What is it?
I'm looking at and they don't say. Why wouldn't you say the actual total points? Who wrote this? Is the stupidest thing. Maybe I should look it up. Can you look it up?
Yeah, I'll look it up. Yeah, why would you put that in the story? I know
it's kind of important.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. How many points does LeBron have? It says 38. God, sometimes when you're trying to look for something, it should
absolutely.
That's how many he had last.
Should be the first.
You know what I'm talking about here.
Exactly.
All right, let's see if we can. Now I'm going to click on an article. 30 pop-ups are going to come up, and it'll be like, "Oh, you need to subscribe in order to get it." Okay. Oh, here we go. For 38,388 points.
Wow. That's a lot of points.
That is a lot of points. Effing ball hog.
Pass the ball.
Hey, why don't you pass the ball, huh?
God. So he ended it on a fadeaway jumper.
Yeah.
Was it nothing but net? I hope he didn't bank it.
Yeah, bank it. I don't know. I always appreciate a good bank shot. When you get that ball right in that corner of that red square, and it goes in. That's old school. That's old school basketball right there.
This is the difference between an NBA bank shot, Brock, and your bank shot. The NBA bank shot is on purpose.
Yeah.
Your bank shot.
You kidding me?
You just missed. You just missed, and it hit the backboard and went in. It's
you know
a big
what?
Difference.
I think you're still salty for me beating you in lightning all those times. I think that's what it is.
Yeah. Probably because you won on a bank shot, and I know you weren't trying to bank it.
Kobe, Jordan.
You have to call the bank shot. You can't call it midair.
Sure you can.
Oh, bank.
I felt that one come weird off my pinky. I know that's going to hit the backboard.
It went soaring over the backboard.
It actually hit the post behind it and then bounced back. Yeah,
Rain Man,
making it rain. Fantastic.
You know what though? I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm ripping on you so hard in sports here.
Go ahead.
But you are the hairy guy. It always goes skins.
Damn right.
God,
it's all part of my game. All right. I got
nobody
game.
Wants
he
to guard
game.
You.
I said I got game. He got game.
Basketball. No, he doesn't have game. He's just hairy, and nobody wants to touch him.
And I will
he's
get
sweaty.
I will get right out on you. I will get in your face. All right.
He does. He loves defense for some reason.
Basketball and Jones.
LeBron James.
There you go. All time points leader. Is there anyone close?
I don't know. How many total points does Steph Curry have in his career? Let's look that up.
Most points in NBA history list. We'll see what we got here. So LeBron's got 38,390 now. So he must have got more. All-time leaders.
Kareem's got 38,3. 88.
So now it's switched. Number three, Carl the Mailman Malone.
Oh, yeah. No kidding.
He was, obviously, he's done 36,000, almost 37,000. So he's there, but still a lot of points to go. Late, great Kobe Bryant is in fourth. He had 33,000. Michael Jordan, fifth. Dirk Nowitzki, I can never say. Uh-huh. He is in sixth, 31, but he's done, right? All these guys are.
Wow.
Then Wilt Chamberlain. Wild? What?
It's all big men. Except like Michael Jordan, Kobe,
because they're down in the paint, man. They're down in the paint, getting them
hard in the paint.
Shaquille O'Neal is number eight. He had 28, so 10,000 less. Wow.
Wow. Where's Steph Curry, the guy that is doing it at three points at a time? You think he would be up there?
Yeah, but you probably
hasn't been around.
Yeah. Well, hasn't been around, and also, I mean, even though he's nailing threes, it's probably not as much as, you know. These guys are 1-2 in their way to this record, right?
All right. That's crazy.
Tim Duncan's at 26. Steph Curry's not even in the...
Tim Duncan, man.
Carmelo Anthony was number 9, and Moses Malone is number 10.
Hmm.
Hakeem Olajuwon. God, dude, some of these names are just taking me back.
Hakeem? I got some of those cards. That's for sure.
Kevin Garnett's 19th. Reggie Miller. Ooh, Reggie Miller.
Reggie.
Patrick Ewing. Ray Allen. Allen Iverson's in. He was 24. He had 24,000 in his career.
Allen Iverson did?
Yep. Charles Barkley had.
Was fun to watch. Man.
He was, dude. He was awesome to watch. That was that really and was. One basketball.
He kind of had that style. You know, he had the baggy shorts.
Okay. I found Steph Curry. He's 39th.
Wow.
21,000 points.
I'm sure. How long has he been in the NBA?
A while. Yeah.
Huh. It's interesting. I guess if you're a point guard, you got to dish the ball a lot. You're not always getting the ball.
Yeah, like, that's...
Kobe was a different story. Kobe was just, hey, give me the ball. Go over there.
Pass me the rock because I'm headed to the basket.
And I'll take care of it. You know? So... Big story this morning, LeBron James. And you know what? He's waiting around for Bronny, his son Bronny, to become eligible in the NBA.
Again, we dog LeBron a lot here just because, I mean, he's basically trying to copy Jordan. I'm really just mostly upset that he remade Space Jam. Like, you didn't need to do that, LeBron. You're fine. All right.
Yeah.
You're fine. But that is pretty cool.
Could've done without that.
That's pretty cool that he has a chance to play in the NBA with his son.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to leave it at just at LeBron this morning. So, next hour, we do have some more big game stories that's coming up and some college football.
I have a fun Aaron Rodgers story, too, that we could have.
It's every damn time.
You're going to like this. You're going to like this, all right? It's a good story. Trust me.
Oh,
it's a good story that we need to do.
You know, there's more in sports than just Aaron Rodgers. That's like the only thing you know.
We want to talk about Tom Brady's underwear selfie?
No, I don't talk about Tom Brady every day. I don't.
Well, look, this is a big deal. It's a big story.
What is it?
I don't want to tell you right now. I'm going to tell you later. We'll save it. This is about LeBron.
You know what?
This is about me making sweet backboard shots, all right, being a basketball Jones, okay, crushing you in lightning, and LeBron getting the all-time scoring record. That's what this is about. Basketball Jones.
All right. Wrap it up.
Good enough.
Crazy sports.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rocks. Everything that rocks.
Sorry, I had to do the sweet drum solo for this song. Yeah. Same thing like when In the Air Tonight from Phil Collins comes out. If you don't do the air drums, that's like got to be one of the greatest drum breakdown ever.
Question. Did you ever have Rock Band? Not Guitar Hero, but Rock Band, the one that came with the drums.
Had the full thing, no. Because I can't do, like, drums for me are embarrassing because I can't do one thing with my hand and another thing with my feet. So I just never wasted money on that, so.
Does anybody play that game anymore? When's the last time somebody came up to you and be like, hey, let's, want to play some Rock Band?
I think it was 2009. Big year for
I wanted the drums.
Ah. All right, I'm next. We do have it. I have like the
really?
rock, the Guitar Hero And you know who's crazy good at it? My wife. Like, it's weird. It's weird how good she is at Guitar Hero.
Women are phenomenal at Guitar Hero and Rock Band.
It's weird. It's weird. You know why? Because you just got to use the finger.
Oh, jeez, dude. Oh.
You get what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Do you understand? I just want
to
make sure.
I'm trying to piece everything together. I'm trying to think of everybody who's played Rock Band. And I don't think you're wrong.
I'm just saying. Just saying.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yep. That's why they had that DJ version, too, and God, my wife crushed it. I was like, God, you're
DJ Diddle. I'm sure she did. You are surprisingly really good at this out of the box.
Not even sweating.
Wow.
Anyway, you're sick, Hunter. God, you're gross.
I didn't bring it up.
This is my
just
fault.
Hit the button. Let's get this.
All right, that's right. Wait, real quick, find us on Facebook. Find us on YouTube. Find us on Twitch. We're broadcasting live. We'll be hanging out for the next half hour or so. Let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, getting you stocked up with delicious Bud Light, tall, cool Budweiser's, other delicious drinks. So whether you're sweaty from playing rock band or you're watching your favorite team play whatever sport that may be, get stocked up, drink responsibly, Bud Distributing.
Sweaty.
I'm so sweaty. All right, what are we kicking off? Should we just touch on LeBron real quick?
Okay. Yeah, LeBron James, the new NBA career scoring leader with a step-back jumper. With 10.9 seconds left in the third quarter. Baseline leader. I don't even know if it was at the baseline, but
he's on fire.
He's on fire. Step back. You know what? It would have been sweet if he would have gotten the record with like a flip dunk or something, but okay. A step back jumper is okay.
I told you, I wish he would have lit the ball on fire. Like whatever he had to do, if he would have lit at NBA Jam style, lit the ball on fire, and then dunked it. That's how you break the record. That's how you break
awesome
the record.
Would that be?
Right?
First off, you know we have the capabilities to do this. Not actually lighting the ball on fire, but CGI. They could do that. LeBron James scores three in a row. All of a sudden, his shoes are on fire.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
Nobody's going to complain about that. And the first person who does, everybody's going to be like, dude, shut up. This is badass.
It's the coolest thing. Just like when they did the light-up puck back there for a while.
Yes.
Remember that? Like, that was awesome.
But that was in the 90s. Imagine what it would look like now.
Yeah, oh, it'd be
full
awesome.
HD and detail.
Yep.
There's so many things you could do with CGI. They already have the shot clock on the court. You've seen that.
Mm-hmm.
Add more things. Light the ball on fire.
Dude, you can put on your VR and sit courtside. You can sit behind the hoop. You know what I mean? Yeah, we're
awesome.
Getting shortchanged, man. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That is for sure.
But LeBron James, step back. 10.9 seconds left in the third quarter. The new NBA career scoring leader, ladies and gentlemen.
So does he get to keep that ball, that game ball then?
No, somebody got it and ran away with it.
I mean, that's what I would do. Hey, some guy grabbed the gum that Michael Jordan spat out during a championship game.
He definitely got that ball.
That's
got
to be worth something, right?
Oh, are you serious? That is a golden ball.
What do you think that's worth
that
right now?
That is the ball that went through the hoop. That is the all-time NBA career scoring
record. But now here's the thing, though, Hunter. He's going to keep scoring points, though. He's going to keep adding to that record.
Yeah, but that ball
broke it. Okay, I get what you're saying there. I get what you're saying there. Okay,
right. That's a significant ball because that ball broke it.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
How much do you think that's going to go for?
I mean, right now, because he's still playing, maybe like, I don't know, $10,000? Maybe a little more?
No.
Because he's still playing, though.
No, that doesn't. He's got a card out that's worth like $5 million or something.
Really?
I'm sure that ball. Oh, yeah.
Okay,
he has rookie cards worth like $5 million, something
$10
stupid.
$10 million for that basketball.
For that ball?
Yeah, $10 million. That's what I'm going to say. That's what I'm going to say.
Well, think about this.
Huh.
Tom Brady's, you know, when he was supposed to retire, and that guy got a hold of that ball.
And he just
and
screwed
went
that
back
guy
forth,
over, yeah.
And they had to negotiate. Didn't he sell that? Wasn't it? Weren't they saying that was going to be a million-dollar ball
or
something?
What it was supposed to be and then what it turned out to be, yeah.
Right.
Which, by the way,
sold it.
By the way, I haven't seen any clamoring about, you know, Brady's last football that he threw. Did they lose that maybe just in the shuffle because they didn't know he was retiring?
Yeah. I'm sure somebody on the staff got it.
Right? But how do you know which one it is, though?
You make sure. That's what you do. You make sure.
It's just grabbing every ball that he throws, you grab this one. Like, no, this is it. Okay, no, wait, that one's it. No, that one's it.
This is a rubber ball. It's not even an NFL ball.
Close enough. Close. But anyway. Yeah, congrats, LeBron. Hey, too bad you made Space Jam 2, but congrats on the record.
In all seriousness, though, as much as we like to bust on LeBron, and I think a lot of people do. A lot of people like him. Some people don't. But, hey, you can't take away what this man has done. Well, for people outside of basketball, first off.
Yeah.
And the game of basketball. He's an amazing guy. He really is. He really is. And you know what? A lot of people around him say the same thing.
Yeah.
The closest people to him say he really is an amazing guy. So, hey, congratulations. Huge feat, Brock.
He does have huge feet.
Think about that. Of all the people that have played the game, all of the phenomenal athletes that have been through that program.
Yep.
You, my friend, have scored the most points.
The most out of everyone. Yeah.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
This is crazy.
Do you have a story, or you want to get to Super Bowl?
Mine involves Aaron Rodgers, and I know you always get mad when I talk about Aaron Rodgers, you know.
Let's hit Aaron Rodgers and then we'll end with Super Bowl, something relevant.
Okay. I think you'll like this. I think you'll get a kick out of this. So Aaron Rodgers, who most people know, he goes on the Pat McAfee podcast like every Tuesday. He's a big guest there. They have him on there. He said some crazy things on there. But,
was he on ayahuasca?
No, he wasn't on ayahuasca this time. But he is talking about something that he's going to do to help make his next decision in life and football. So after the Super Bowl, Aaron Rodgers said he's going to embark on a 4-day darkness isolation retreat. And then hopefully by the end of it, he'll know exactly what his next move should be.
He's
going
to go into an isolation tank.
So a retreat. I don't know if he's going into a tank, if he's going into some hut in the Andes or what. Here's him actually talking about it on the Pat McAfee podcast.
It's 4 nights of complete darkness. It's a darkness retreat. I've had, you know, a number of friends who've done it and had some profound experiences. And it's something that's been on my radar for a few years now. And I felt like it'd be awesome to do regardless of where I was leaning. It's coming up in a couple weeks. It's a room. It's a little house. There's a two-way, like a little slot that they'll drop in some food for you. No music, no nothing. Just myself.
Wow. Hey, you know what?
That's not the weirdest thing he's done, you know?
I mean, he's an interesting fella.
Yeah.
He really is. He's an interesting fella. And I'm not going to say what he's doing is just, we going to drug school, man. No, he's really trying to get enlightened. He's really trying to find something.
I think the ayahuasca was he's searching for something. I think the ayahuasca was a little overboard. You know, he didn't need to be.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? I don't know.
No, if you look up ayahuasca, man, there's some profound. I'm not saying, hey, everybody go out and do ayahuasca. But
no, that's what Hunter's saying.
There have been some studies where it does things to people where it changes you.
Yeah, but I've also had some good weed that I don't know kind of did make
me. It's way different. It's way different, Brock. It's not even in the same boat.
I don't know. I guess it's just you got Aaron Rodgers. All right.
Here's a problem. Here's what maybe this is what's going on. Aaron Rodgers is he took ayahuasca and realized that, hey, football is not the all end be in. It's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
Maybe it took some of his competitiveness away.
Maybe he's now ready just to kick back, play some golf, and wear board shorts in California and surf.
Let's be honest. Mushrooms, ayahuasca, these type of drugs make you think about your life.
Yeah.
I mean, you sit there and you're like, okay, what? That's what it does. And maybe football isn't the end-all be-all for Aaron Rodgers, and he's starting to realize that maybe.
Or maybe because he's near the end of his career, he's trying to decide what's best for me. Maybe I hang it up. I don't know.
You take some ayahuasca and you're like, I have millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah.
What am I doing? Sacrificing my body every single year.
Yeah.
You know?
We'll see. But, hey, Aaron Rodgers going to go sit in a dark room for 4 days and think about life.
He's going to tie that ponytail up, that man bun.
No, he lost the ponytail, which I'm kind of glad about. I was all excited. I'm like, oh, you know, he's clean cut Aaron Rodgers. Here we go. He's not high on ayahuasca wearing a drug rug and, you know.
Interesting.
Talking about aliens.
4 days of darkness.
Yeah.
That will do something to you.
Aaron Rodgers right there. Getting weird, man. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's my Aaron Rodgers story. What else you got? Anything?
Actually, I like that. That was a good story. That was interesting.
See, I told you. You were all mad at me before.
Well, it's just, you know. Aaron Rodgers is an interesting character. Moving on, real quick, Super Bowl. According to the American Gaming Association, over 50 million Americans will place a bet on Super Bowl 57.
Yep.
These bettors will wager around $16 billion on the game. It's more than double the bets that were placed on last year's Super Bowl game. It means about 20% of Americans will gamble on the Super Bowl. Of those 50 million that will place bets, 38% will do it online. 26% will mess around with office pools or square contests, which a lot of people do. Mm-hmm. 13% will go old school and deal with the bookie.
God, who's still
double from last year?
Who's dealing with a bookie still in 2023? If you're going to some guy who's got an office behind a dry cleaners, all right?
You know?
You're doing it wrong, okay?
You're doing it wrong.
Because you know what? I don't think anyone from DraftKings or, you know, is going to
come and bat you in the knee with the
He's
going
to send their Goombas out to break my fingers because I didn't pay. You know what I mean?
Wow. Just double from last year. It's a lot of one year.
$16 billion.
You know what it is? It's the apps, man. They're every commercial break, boom, it's a Caesars commercial. Or you see Kevin Hart up there, you know?
Yeah.
Be careful, my friends.
Yeah, it's easy. And I know firsthand because I have it on my phone. And I've just been waiting to place my bets. I'm not sure yet what I want to do, who I'm going with. But yeah, it's super easy to do. It's super easy to do. It's not like I have to get in my car, go somewhere,
go to the casino.
Whatever.
You don't have to do it anymore.
No, I do it in my underwear.
That's not good.
I do it in my underwear before I go to sleep.
Right.
Yeah.
Everybody's college savings are now gone.
Gone.
Grandma used to have to drive to the casino to blow all of her money. And sometimes she couldn't go because she didn't feel all that well or the roads were bad.
Yep.
Now,
anytime.
She's just sitting in her condo.
Yep.
On her iPad.
Yep.
Clink, 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 clink. Just pouring money into that thing.
Let it ride. Let that Social Security go, man.
Yep. You're paid for your own college.
That Cadillac's still worth some money. We'll trade that in. We got that.
Grandma.
No. Yeah, it's a lot
always
of money.
Tells you, always tells you how much she won, but never how much she lost.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I did really well there. I won $2,000. Yeah, it took you $8,000 to get to that $2,000.
Exactly.
All right. That's Grandma, that's why you get the free room and meal every time you go.
Every time.
It's because you have put so much money into it.
They really like me.
Yeah. They give you
bought the casino. That's why.
There's going to be one day when a grandma's going to go in there, all right? She's going to get her free hotel and her free meal and that $50 voucher, and that's all she's going to spend. And they're like, damn it! Helen figured it out!
She got us. She must have talked to her granddaughter.
No, damn it. And the whole system's going to collapse. It's just going to collapse right there.
You know, it'd be a zombie land ghost town.
Yep. Oh. Anyway. Well, I'm definitely putting some money down. You doing any betting on the Super Bowl?
I'm not a big gambler. I'm really not. Because I know it's set up for me to lose.
What if?
Why would I choose to play a game that I know I'm going to lose? It's like playing the All-Star Monstars. You're going to lose. It's set up for you to lose. So why do I choose to play it?
What about this? Okay, what if you just give me $5? I'll throw $5 in for you. Mm-hmm. And I'll whatever you want me to bet. Then I'll give you whatever you want. I'll take half. I'll take half and you can get
whatever there. Happened to this. This is the way I like to bet, all right? And I'll do it this way. I got $10 on the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Period. No over, under, point one, nothing. If the Eagles win, you give me $10.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to that?
I'll tell you what happened to that. They got all the different odds and bonuses and pushes
it's
that just, you can do.
It's
yeah.
too much.
Yeah.
They're throwing a lot of numbers in there to fool you. To make you think you're going to win, but no, you never do.
Well, then it's rigged, too. The NFL's rigged, so that's a conversation for a different day. That's a conversation for a different day.
But,
well, hey, I'll, if you want me to place a bet for you, I'd be more than happy to. Clickety-clack, I'll let it ride. I'm putting some money down. We're going to figure this out, man.
How much are you putting down?
I'll probably do a couple, like, I'll probably do a parlay, and I'll probably do, like, a couple little off bets. Maybe $20 total. That's probably what I'll do, so. A nickel and dime it.
Oh, there goes your $20.
I'm going to put a dollar down on, like, the craziest odds. Like the games, it's going to be a kickback return, and that's the only score. And, you know, the odds are insane. But, yeah.
Yeah. I can't even win and pick a hand, Brock, so I'm not going to gamble.
Yeah.
Period.
Come on. Spend a little money.
Gambling.
Spend a little money, you baby. Come on. Let's go see a bookie. Let's bet on the ponies. I got an itch. All right. I think that's good. You got anything else? I don't want to cut you off, but if we're good. All right. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.